Welcome, everybody, to Health, Wealth, and Divine, also known as Juwanza for Life. It's great to be here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Just want to thank you again, everyone, for all of your support, all of your encouragement, all of the feedback, all of the new listeners, all of the old listeners. I want to say thank you so much for, you know, staying on this journey with us. We try to bring you information that you can use, information that can help save your life, change your life, enhance the quality of your life. And it's with that in mind that I bring to you a very, very special guest. For those who tuned in last week, there were little technical difficulties, but I've got my brother back, King Coy Dunstan. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. And we had a special show lined up for you last week, but we're going to do it today. And we're going to be talking about vaccines. Very, very, very important topic. It's that time of year. People are getting flu shots and getting all kinds of, you know, immunizations and so forth. And you need to know the facts, you know, before you just run out and just do what the norm is, what people normally do is around this time of year. Many people just run to the doctor and get what they feel is going to help them from catching whatever. So we're going to talk about that today. We're going to be talking about vaccines. And so don't feel afraid to call in if you have any questions. You might have children or grandchildren who are, you know, about to get the flu shots, or even if they have already gotten them, maybe you can let them know or their parents know to tune in so that maybe next year they might make a better, more informed choice. Again, my special guest this week is King Coy Dunstan. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature. The voice that you're going to hear is the voice of wisdom. He's been on this path for over 35 years. I know what you're thinking. You're like, you didn't even know there that the vegetarian movement or the vegan movement was around that long. But yes, he's been doing it for over 35 years, and he's been doing it rather successfully, and I say rather successfully, I mean definitely successfully. When you heal somebody of cancer, I mean, and when you heal somebody of cancer in three different parts of their body, and the person that you healed of cancer in three different parts of their body, you had never done this before, but you did it, that really goes to speak to two things. It goes to speak to, first, the power of God and the wisdom that God has given man, and it speaks to someone who was willing to take a chance. And the chance that Brother Coy took, and I'm going to let Brother Coy give his testimony, his mother's life was in his hands, really, truly, for lack of a better term, definitely. Her life was hanging in the balance. The doctors had given up, and her life was in his hands, and he took a chance. And in life, there are times when you have to take chances. And Brother Coy, could you talk about that and within your testimony about your mother? You took a heck of a risk, a heck of a chance, and with wonderful, wonderful results, results that actually changed your life. Could you talk about that?
Well, yeah, I was back in 1980 when I just finished law school. I went home to see my mother. And, oh, yes, by the way, good evening to your family and friends and the listeners. Good to be with you again. And hopefully I can share something with you tonight that will help you make decisions about what's important in your life. But the process of going home after school, I went home and spent time with the family. And when I got there, my mother was had just come from the doctor's, and she said that the doctor had told her that she needed to go to Duke University the next morning as soon as she could, because he didn't know have enough information to really determine what was going on with her, or he suggested that he go to Duke University for further study. So the next morning, my dad and I, we got up and we rode up to Duke University, and we was there most of the day. And while they was examining her, we was just sitting waiting. And later that day, they came out and told us that they were going to have to keep her because she had cancer of the breast, the colon, and the liver. So that was kind of jaw-dropping, and you know, they told her they didn't think she would make it, but they would do what they could. So they kept her in the hospital for a couple of weeks, and she seemed to recover a little bit until the point to where they say there was nothing else they could do for her, and they recommended that she go home and meet her maker. And she asked me, or take chemotherapy. So she asked me, what would I do if I was her? And I said, well, I'd probably take the alternative to go home. There's no need to see you and let them practice on you. And still nothing comes out of it. So overnight, I guess she thought about it, and she said, well, she's going home. So we packed her up and brought her home. And after that, I felt an obligation to do something. I just say it's not meant to be that we go out this way. We live our lives, we work all our lives, and then we die sick. And in the process, I had looked around, and my aunts and uncles and their families, and they were all coming down with something, the cancer or high blood pressure or diabetes or something. And I said, well, what's wrong with this picture? And so with my mother, we sit down, and I felt an obligation to do something. So I went out and did some little research when I could, and thought about a company called Age of Sunshine that has had the herbs and the ways to heal the body and all the things that I'd never heard of. And I got involved with the company, and we started using some of the their methods of fasting, changing the diet, eliminating the animal products, because we believe that a lot of the diseases were from eating too much animal product. And we began to fast. We began to detox the body. We began to cleanse. We did the enemas. We did the whole nine. And after about a couple of months or so, she went back to the doctor, and they were amazed that she was still alive, number one. And number two, they say, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So we worked with her for another couple of months, and this herb came on the market called Pardaco. And we started preparing the Pardaco tea, and we had her drink it all day. And a couple of months later, she went back, and they say, well, no need for you to come back. You're doing all right. And after that, I was convinced that this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and this was my calling, and I've been doing it ever since. And I'm thankful that God has used me this way, and I have shared with whoever want to hear me, and helped a lot of people along the way. So I'm thankful, and I thank God for all he's done in my life. So that's kind of how I got involved in this, how I began to look at the whole process, and the more I learned, the more I got involved with, you know, the body needed and what we can do to reverse or at least slow down or stop disease without a lot of toxic drugs. And from there, I opened up a little store called Yours Naturally downtown D.C. and just started doing what I had learned and sharing it with people, and it bloom into about four or five locations, and now I'm at one location at 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest in Washington, D.C., and still going strong. So I'm thankful for being here to be able to serve people in the way God has intended me to do. So that's a little thumbnail view of how I got to be where I am and why I do what I do.
You know what's interesting, Brother Corey, even as you were speaking, I was thinking to myself how the mindset of people is when it comes to healing. Again, in certain religions, of course, they teach that if something befalls you, something bad happens to you, many times the devil is blamed for that. And so when it comes to illnesses, you know, whether it's cancer, high blood pressure, any kind of disease or whatever, many people just take the position that they didn't have anything to do with this. You know, they might consider themselves to be living holy, but if this thing comes upon them and they are living, quote, holy, end quote, then, of course, the first natural assumption is going to be that the devil put this disease on them. And I think that with that mindset comes also the mindset that, well, if the devil put it on me, and the devil is a spirit, then in order for me to get rid of this, then there's going to have to be some spiritual intervention, and
yes,
there's really nothing I can do about it, you know. And I think that
right,
because of that mindset, people oftentimes don't try to change their diet at all, don't try to alter the way they eat at all, because they feel, again, that since the underlying cause of this in their mind is that it's a spiritual thing because they believe the devil did it, then
yeah,
they feel like, well, what's changing my diet going to do if the devil put it on me? You know what I'm
That's
saying?
That's correct. That's correct.
And I think that with you educating people about the benefits and of eating properly, that maybe that could be part of, if there is, when there is resistance, I think that could be part of it. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I would say you're correct in the sense that it is a spirit, and it's just that we're a little confused on how to identify the correct spirit that we should be following, because we're so conditioned to do the things that are most harmful to our bodies. We just tend to do that. As a human being, we like to do things that are most harmful. And when we get into a fix, we instead of saying that I'm going to do something about this, we accept the fact that we're sick, and we go to a place where really has a poor record of really dealing with disease and how to heal the body, and we wind up dying. But when you're faced with something like that, you have to, if you really get into the right spirit, you have to go within yourself, and that's why we fast, that's why we pray, that's why we go into really giving it up to God. And in that process, you have to understand that it's up to you to make these changes that you know you need to make. We all know we shouldn't do a lot of things that we do that lead to diseases, but we keep doing them. And when you keep doing the same thing, you're not going to get a different result. So the whole process is really a spiritual process of healing the body, and it's really being able to accept the responsibility to realize that it's really up to you to understand your body and how it works, and to go into a place where you really lean on the Spirit of God to get you out of the process that you're in. And sometimes when you go outside of that, you are asking for really more disease, or you may get better for a minute, but then you haven't really addressed the real issue. And it's not always, maybe, it may not be always your diet or your stress level or any of that. It could just be a mindset that you have that is not productive in terms of bringing about the result of healing the body. If you don't believe that you can heal your body, you're not going to do it. So you first got to believe, and you do that through the process of getting into yourself, getting into understanding what God mean and how to do what God say do. And once you do that, you'll find that the process is it's not that difficult, really, but you have to make that first step. And from there, you'll find that a lot of the things that we think we have to have is not really, it's just made up. That is the spirit that we are under, the spirit of illusion, the spirit of falsehood, the spirit of the we can't, and the spirit of it won't. And that's a spirit we have to get away from if you want to heal the body, because if you focus on that, that is what you're going to get. That's what you're going to bring to yourself. So you got to refocus your brain to say, my body is healed, and I'm going to be healed, and I'm going to stay healed, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there. And you got to promote your own self, encourage yourself into the process of healing so that you can actually get the benefit of really that what is in the mind, making your mind do what to heal your body and on its own, and your body will, and your body and mind will together come together at a place where you will bring about healing in your life and whatever else you want in your life. That's the process of bringing about whatever you want in your life. And a lot of us don't get to that point, and it's only because we don't believe we can, or we don't understand how we do that, and it's just too far-fetched or whatever we believe. We believe in it into a disease state, and we just can't seem to break through the process of who we should really depend on to heal the body and what we need to do to heal the body. Anything in between that is not going to make much difference. You might live a little while, but you're going to be living on medications and treatments, and they're going to do that to you until you die, because we haven't really addressed the real issue of what do I need to do myself to get myself out of this, and am I willing to do it, and do I know enough about how to do it so that I'm successful at it. And that's kind of the role that I try to play, giving the people the information that they need. Not that I know everything, but I know enough to at least encourage them into the right way, and it's from there I can get their mind to thinking that, yes, I can do this and it's possible, and if they try something and it works, I'm on the right track, and they know they're on the right track, and that makes all the difference in the world. So it's a process of healing, and that's what I deal with.
You know, you talked about the mind, and I think that that's very, very important in any discussion that we have on holistic health. You have to deal with it holistically. You know, it's not just the diet. The diet plays a very major role in it, but of course the mind is going to determine, your thoughts are going to determine whether or not you even embark upon a holistic health path, this is the route I want to go, you know.
Yeah.
And so when we're talking about holistic, we're talking about, you know, your whole lifestyle. I mean, Raul Nefer Amen has written a book called Stress Free for Life, and I would encourage everybody to get that book. He talks about how stress is the number one killer, that stress is the cause of most, if not all, diseases, you know, and I mean, stress in some form or another. So if you think about what you would do, or if an individual would think about what they would do if they didn't have any health challenges, what they would do with their life, because many people who are sick, many of their days are spent either going back and forth to the doctors, getting prescriptions filled, you know. I mean, it's become so routine, taking pills in the morning. I mean, it's just become such a way of life that to imagine what they would do if they were completely healthy, what then would they be doing with their time, you know? So we look at it from the standpoint of, okay, the mind is going to play a very, very major role. So let's say, for example, somebody was completely healthy and, you know, they didn't have any health challenges, but they went to a job every day that they reacted stressfully to. I'm not going to say the job caused the stress, because, again, you know, I don't view that as a trigger. We often say something triggered it, but it's our stress response that is actually what causes the reactions in our body that's going to undermine our health. But if you are healthy, but you go to a job and the job, you react stressfully on the job, then of course, then that's going to have a negative impact on your state of health. So again, we're talking holistically. We're talking about the thoughts that you think. We're talking about your reactions to things that happen in your life, how you view these things that go on in your life. By the way, I want to say hey to 216. I see somebody from, I guess that's Cleveland, checked in. So I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. My special guest is King Coy Dunston. We just laying the foundation. We're going to be talking about vaccines, and it's that season. You know, when everybody's running to get flu shots and then vaccinations and the like. So let's go there, because we'll get to talking, Brother Gwen, before you know it. It'll be we'll get going. Talking about vaccines, it is that time of year. Again, people, they do it just like it's a normal thing. It's like, hey, did you get your vaccine? Did you get your kids vaccinated? Let's talk about vaccines. It's that time of year. People are going to get their flu shots. Should there be people, and this is a rhetorical question, should people be concerned about getting vaccines? I mean, they've been vaccinating people for decades. I mean, what are the dangers of people? Here, let's just start with the flu shot. We won't even get to, we'll probably touch upon the measles and the mumps and all that later. But for now, what about the flu shot, Brother Coy? Should people be concerned about that?
Well, with any vaccination, I think we need to first look and see, do a little research first and find out how effective they are and in what way are they effective, if they are effective, and are they really necessary? I think that kind of process you got to go through. The problem with that process is even after you go through that process, the shot is still mandatory oftentimes. So you really have no choice in whether or not you take it. And that's, I think, is something that maybe need to be revisited or another show done on it at another time. But I think that each individual should have a right to determine whether or not, or the mother and the father should have a right to determine whether or not a neurotoxin is entered into their body. And that's what a vaccination is, basically a neurotoxin. And you think that once the scar go away that you're okay and it's, you don't have to worry about it anymore. But we're finding out now that research is pointing to the fact that a lot of these vaccinations that we get, and when I say a neurotoxin, that means it affects the brain, it affects the nervous system, it really shuts it down, makes it not function properly or whatever. And we are finding that we are getting a lot of these diseases now that Alzheimer's or
autism,
dementia, all of those things are coming at us now, and it seems that we live till we get 50 or 60 and go into a state of dementia. And it's becoming more clear that a lot of these conditions are associated with the neurotoxins that are introduced into us as children and through adulthood or through our work environment of going to the doctor and getting these vaccinations. These neurotoxins, like I say, it shuts down the synaptic process in the brain. That means the way the brain processes snapping, you know, it's like a generator. These generators pop on, and that's how the brain communicates with different parts of the brain and the rest of the body. And we are finding now that these vaccines are shutting down a lot of particularly our children. We call it all what the children have a lot of with the brain function is not functioning right. We having the elderly people going into Alzheimer's, and at the same time, we keep getting these vaccinations primarily because they're mandatory. If you don't take them, then they make you a criminal. They criminalize you, and you may be kicked out of school or can't get a job or can't go. You can't have a livelihood unless you get these vaccinations. And right now, we are finding out that a lot of these conditions are associated with the neurotoxins that are introduced through the vaccination process. And I don't know, I'm not here to recommend what to do about it. I'm just here to give you the information. You have to decide yourself how to do it. But I would say first you would talk to your doctor, find out whether or not it's something that he can do anything about, which probably not, because that's how he gets paid, giving you the vaccination. So you're going to probably have a hard time there. And standing on the right to have control over your own body, you may get shot down there because they say, well, we got a mandatory law and you got to do this. So we're in kind of a quandary in terms of what to do about it. And until we can break through this morass of information and studies that we have done already, we'll see that there probably won't be a lot of change in what's happening in terms of our loss of mental cognition. So we go through the process of keep doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And we already, it's pretty well concluded. Even the Supreme Court has said that the flu shots and the vaccinations and all of that, they are inherently dangerous because of the neurotoxins in them. And we still keep doing it. And the CDC is behind a lot of this. They get a lot of money just to create these things. And when they create them, they have to put them in somebody. And most of the time it's the people that have the least understanding of it or accept the fact that they have to do it and don't fight back. And we wind up more and more with children that are out of control. Their cognition process is not they're being able to function in a conversation. They shut down. They can't do that. So all of these things, and we already know that right now, children, before they even leave the hospital, they may have 28 shots. And to do that to a little baby, I think is criminal. And because the medical profession is protected and the board of medicine, they make up these rules. It's all about, creating these vaccines and making it mandatory for you to take them. And we go along with it because that's what we are told to do. But it's a whole process now of not being able to do anything about it other than, politically we can try to get in people that understand what's going on. We can try to, come up with our own process of trying to understand enough about it so that we can challenge the process. And either way you go, it's not an easy road to do, but it is possible to eliminate some of these mandatory provisions for vaccines. I guess I can see what else you got to talk about.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned the children, and they are really vulnerable because I was actually listening to a doctor recently talk about how it takes 18 years, his position was that it takes 18 years just for the immune system to mature. Okay, if that's true, if it takes 18 years for the immune system to mature, and like you said, you have babies, infants in the hospital before they even come home getting 28 shots, their immune system can't even fight off any of that,
That's correct.
So it's going straight to the bloodstream, straight to the brain, straight. Children are getting autism. All kinds
autism,
of signs.
Autism was the word I was trying to think of.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep trying to tell us that it's not associated with vaccines, but that's not true. It's more and more proof now is coming out that vaccines, particularly with the elderly, the people over 60, 65, they are told that get the flu shot and you won't get the flu. But generally that population don't die of flu. Most people don't die of flu. They die of the pneumonia. The mucus suffocates the lung, and you can't breathe, and you die. That's how most people, when you go to the hospital, that's how you die. Your body cannot function, cannot push out that fluid because your immune system has shut down, and instead of working on the immune system, they just leave you there to suffocate in your own mucus. And that's how most people die. It's not from the flu. Nothing is done about that. I mean, we pretty much know that how people die, and it's not from the flu. Very few people die from the flu. So the whole vaccination process is just, I don't know, it's you have to really look into it, see if it works for you. If that's something you want to do, fine. But if that's something you don't want to do, then you have to really do some soul searching to find out how you deal with it. And there are people out there that can help you. And there's information that you can research to determine for yourself exactly whether or not you want this in your body or in your children's body. And that's where we are with the whole process right now.
It appears to me that even as we're having this discussion, that anybody that would take the position and, hear a show like this, actually do the research, and determine that, I've done the research and all of the statistics lend towards me making a decision that I'm not going to have my child vaccinated. Let's say you take a person like that. A person with that mindset also be a person that would have the mindset of, well, I'm going to homeschool my child, So
that's
I'm
right.
not going to have to worry about it. I'm not going to worry about them telling my child that I can't put my child in the class. I'll just homeschool the child, and I won't have to worry about it because, a person that, again, that does the research and determines that it's too dangerous and they just cannot, they would not be able to rest or they would feel, you know, like a bad parent if they subjected their child to that. Also seems like the type of person that would say, well, I don't trust the school system to teach my child either. You know, they don't not only do they not trust the medical system, they don't trust the school system either, you know.
Yeah.
So they homeschool their child and then not have to worry about that. And that could be an option for some people if that's what.
Well, it is,
you know,
an increasing option. A lot of parents now are deciding to homeschool just for those kind of reasons. And it's becoming more acceptable with after they complete some requirements, they are able to go into college and do other stuff other children do. And that may be a way to change the system, because that does work. But we have to continue to find ways to make a statement or express our own personal freedoms in terms of how our body is treated and what we and what's done to our bodies, because we give too much over to the medical profession and the educational system, and everybody, we want everybody to come in and do everything for us, and it's not that kind of world anymore. You have to kind of do for yourself to the point to where you can do better and make it better for everybody else. So I would encourage everybody to do the research, find out how you want to do it, and particularly if you're thinking about starting a family, think about how you're going to handle these things, and begin to make those changes on your own, because we now know that flu shots or vaccinations are unnecessary, and whatever they tell you is not because the person got vaccinated that they are not sick. It's because their immune system just was just strong enough to overcome it to a point to where at least it temporarily it hadn't affected them in any kind of way. Lyme disease, Alzheimer's, the shaking disease called that the Attorney General had, all of those things, increasingly the research is showing they have been created or have come about because of vaccinations and the inability to do anything about correcting that condition leads to those different diseases that we all seem destined to go to these days. More and more people are coming down with it. It just seems to be a rite of passage now. You go through, you get loss of mental capacity, and then you die. And that's not the way I want to go out.
You know, what gives me hope, Brother Coy, is that it's nothing now to see doctors even coming out and making the claim that, you know, these things are bad for you. You know, it's nothing now to hear a doctor, MD, come out and say that this is bad for you. You got whistleblowers, you know, people blowing the whistle on stuff, you know. And that's encouraging to me. So that people, even doctors. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're speaking of whistleblowers, there are a couple of whistleblowers out of the CDC that's willing to come out and tell the story. But, you know, the big boys say, no, don't come up here, you can't do this, and they shut them up or they kill them or whatever they need to do to maintain their position, they are doing. So even if you know the truth, you have a real problem with, you know, whistleblowers are not protected very well, and you can't come up against an industry like the CDC and expect not to get strong opposition. But there are a couple of doctors out there now. I think Dr. Hooker, I think one of them was willing to go before Congress and testify about the effects of vaccines on the body, and he never made it there. They wouldn't let him come and testify. They said, don't go. Whoever he was working for say you can't do that, and they effectively prevented him from going on the Hill to make these things public. So it's a whole big conspiracy that once you start looking into the process, you'll find that it's been controlled information to the public that has kept the process going of having these mandatory vaccinations. And there's enough information out there now, so if someone want to research it, they can find out these things and make a pretty good case of why they shouldn't do it. And I think it's going to have to be people like you and me and you and them and all the people out here just getting informed enough so that we can make these arguments to the medical profession and make them back down off the processes that they're going through, primarily just for money. That's how they get paid. So they're going to keep doing it as long as they can.
To everybody that's listening online, if you have a question or would like to make a comment, all you have to do is just call in at 347-324-5727. That's 347-324-5727. Or if you're listening by phone, all you have to do is press 1, and I'll bring you on, and you can make your comment or ask your question. Speaking of money, Corey, you mentioned that there's a lot of money to be made. I was speaking with a lady yesterday who actually suffers from schizophrenia, and she mentioned that she was on her way to the doctor to get her shot, and the shot was to prevent her, I guess, from hearing voices and, you know, seeing things and so forth. And she shared with me that the shot cost $700 for one shot. Yeah, now she said she didn't have to pay that much, I guess, because she was on some program, her insurance paid it or whatever. I think she only paid $250, not $150, but I guess $2.50. But somebody got paid $700.
Yeah. Somebody got that money, yeah. That's a lot of money for one person.
One shot.
Yeah. One shot, one person. And that she had to take it probably at least once a month or every week or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so when you talk about the money that's involved, I guess that there would be opposition to that. Strong opposition. You know, but what that says is that, again, we talk about and have talked about people putting profits over people. And we live in a society extremely trusting. We assume that if it was allowed, we live in this, you know, we don't live in third world country. You know, we don't live in countries. We, you know, if you're hearing this and you're living in America, you know, you're living in a land where there's food, you know, where it's considered modern, end quote, you know, modern. And so we just assume that if it's prescribed, you know, that the doctors, we grow up trusting doctors, you know, matter of fact. Your kid, somebody might ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? You might say a doctor, you know? What are your thoughts on that? I mean, just the trusting of the people, how we trust the public, and it's easier to trust than it is to actually get online, read a book, do some research, listen to like this.
I'll agree. We tend to give over everything that we can to someone else and let them do it and not take the personal responsibility for ourselves oftentimes. And oftentimes that's why we're in the shape we're in. We are not active enough in terms of looking out for our own interests. In fact, now we may be incapable of looking out for our own self-interest because of the mandatory provisions that have been placed on most of the things in our lives now. And your personal freedoms, they are pretty much at stake. And if we don't learn how to assert those freedoms in a way that they don't get trampled on by big corporations or big medical facilities, we're going to get more of the same. It's not going to change. So in order to advocate, you got to understand what you're advocating for and why you're advocating against something else, and getting the information that you need. There's plenty of information out there. Now you can come up with different not only the internet, there are different studies that have been done that is accessible on the internet, and you can look see for yourself that, you know, vaccinations or flu shots or any of those things that basically the medical profession does are very ineffective in terms of doing what they say they do. They say they do prevent the flu, but there's no evidence to support that or to prove that, and the studies will show that.
Well, would you say, since we're talking about vaccines in general, we just touched upon the flu, would your position still hold the same when we're talking about other childhood diseases like, for example, the measles and the mumps, and there was another one they had out, the measles and the mumps and those childhood diseases that people are getting their children immunized for, that if a child does not, say, have the measles shot, that they are not, would your position be that they are not at risk of contacting the measles if they don't have the shot?
Correct. I would say so. Or if so, there are other preventive measures you can take so that you don't. What happens now, they're kind of beginning to let it out by this commercial I see on TV where they say if you ever had chickenpox, you have the shingle virus in you. I would say that about any of the vaccinations, that they may put something in you that'll slow it down or maybe not. Cause it to manifest for a while, but over the long run, it's going to come out in some way. So yes, I would say any kind of shot that you get, you want to know what's in it. You want to know the effects of what's in it, and most of them have the neurotoxins, which mercury is probably the most common one. They put mercury in most everything, in fillings, and vaccinations, and most of the things that they use is in a base of toxicity, and we have to understand what that means and the effects it's going to have on us in the long run. I think if we would be more careful in that respect in terms of demanding knowing what's in it, and if you really want to know what's in them, you can go on the CDC website, and I guess you can trust what they tell you is in it, but it's probably more in it than they'll tell you, but you can go in and put in the name of a shot, and it'll tell you what it's made up of, and they may not tell you the side effects that may come out of the stuff that's in that shot, or they may tell you it's okay, but there's no way a neurotoxin can be okay. I mean, that's not possible. But it's an early warning sign now that it's something that we need to look at closely. We need to be mindful that these things have is slowly becoming associated with vaccinations, these different diseases, and that we need to do whatever we need to do to not happen to us. And that's the whole purpose, is just to put out a warning tonight that, you know, be mindful of what you're doing and know that these things that you're getting, they are harmful, and that you can prove they're harmful, and that that's not really, and they really don't do what they say they're going to do. They don't really prevent the measles or the mumps. If you want a good immune system, just feed the child right. Give them the right foods, give them the right atmosphere to grow up in, and their immune system will take care of them. The only reason we get sick is because we let people wallow in living conditions that are not sanitary, so to speak, and these bugs come around, and we catch them, and our immune system is too weak because we have all these vaccinations that have pretty much shut our immune system down to the point to where they're going to introduce something else into your system if you take them that's going to create another problem somewhere down the road. So it's a really catch-22 that we're in, and we all need to come together and figure out how we need to deal with it and what we need to do to overcome it, because they're not going to stop and they're not going to change.
You know, it just dawned on me. You said something earlier, and you know how you can, something just clicks. Mentioned earlier during the conversation that you had never known anybody to die from the flu. And then it just hit me, you know, it's like, wow, you know what, that's true. You know, people, it's nothing to hear somebody say, oh, I was off work a couple of days, I had the flu, you know, and then they're back to work.
Yeah.
You know, they're right back to work, you know, after a couple of days or whatever they might be, if they're off at all, you know, then they're right back to
and
work, it, you know, so it's
and,
not
and
like,
chances are they've had the flu shot.
Yep. You don't know how many times I've heard that, Court. People have told me that they got the flu shot. And then got
right,
and then got
a lot of people say, a lot of people say I never had the flu until I got the flu shot. Yeah, but it's not really the flu shot; it's the effects of the flu shot shutting down your immune system. It's creating that mucus that's covering your lungs that really shuts down your whole body, and you go through the process of eliminating that stuff from the body, and you feel okay. But the long-term effects of that vaccination is still there. And you may feel all right now, but sooner or later it's going to come up somehow, somewhere else.
If we could talk about constitution for a moment, because everybody knows or has heard of somebody that may have lived to be, you know, very old, might be, you know, 99, 100, and they weren't living holistically. They may have smoked, they may have drank, they might have ate all the worst foods, all the stuff that we advocate against eating, drank and everything else, and lived to be old, and would say, well, they had a strong constitution. Well, when you're taking these immunizations and vaccines, what I'm hearing you correctly, Brother Corey, you're breaking down the immune system, which is, of course, going to weaken your constitution, which means that if you're having children, you're going to pass this weakened constitution to your children. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can, through the process of these vaccinations, pass a weaker constitution on to your children. But oftentimes, the constitution is, you can have a good constitution and die young too. The point I'm trying to make, I guess, is it's just a matter of how do you know enough to preserve that constitution in a way that it will serve you in the long run. Now, if your constitution is just so strong, and the constitution is basically your body's ability to take care of itself, I would say, and you, there are ways to determine the effectiveness of your constitution, but just because you have a strong constitution don't mean you won't get sick, and don't mean that these vaccinations won't affect you. It's just that they may affect you a little differently, or you may be able to overcome them a little better than someone else. But it still holds true that you have to take care of yourself in a way that, even with a weak constitution, you can have a weakened constitution and you can still live a long life. So the constitution thing is good to have, but it doesn't mean that everything is okay, that you can go out and do whatever you want to do and not get affected by it. I don't want people to think that, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's interesting, too, is that the connections aren't being made oftentimes between, for example, you mentioned Alzheimer's and dementia, and relating that to immunizations and vaccines, but because the time that has elapsed between the vaccine and the dementia, that could be, like you said, they're starting out 50 years old, 40, 50 years old,
right.
People starting to get it.
Right.
But let's say people normally look at Alzheimer's as an old person's disease, so they might not attribute the Alzheimer's to the vaccination, because they'll just think, well, mama's getting old, you know, mama's getting Alzheimer's now. Consider that it could have had anything to do with a shot that mama had 60 years ago.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole point of tonight's show, is that is becoming more apparently to be the truth, and we have to be aware of that and understand the things that we can do to maybe prolong or reduce the effects of these things as long as we have to take them. What can we do to reduce the effects in terms of long-term results that we are getting now, which is not very good?
So if somebody says, you know, I don't want to give my child the flu shots, but I want to protect my child against the flu. Short-term remedy, because the flu shot, of course, is short-term. It's like, just go get the shot and you're good, you know. So what could a parent do if they're listening to this show and they're like, this information makes sense, I do not want to expose my child or my loved ones to this type of thing. What can I do to protect my child?
Well, first of all, learn how to feed them. Feed them properly. Eliminate the dairy, at least. You can't use the milk and the cheese because they further weaken the immune system that's already been weakened by the vaccinations. And oftentimes that's how they get the colds and this mucus coming out of them, because it's the body trying to throw all this stuff off. It's not really what they, I guess, what they might call a cold. It's not really a cold. It's just a buildup of fluid in the body, and that comes about basically from what you're eating. You can't continue to eat the dairy, the dairy and the cheese are probably the most deadliest things that we eat, even more so than meat. But nowadays, you have to be careful about the meat in terms of where it comes from, what kind of antibiotics and what kind of neurotoxins are in the meat. So it's like that's the first step. You got to understand what you're putting in your body and what it's doing to your body. You are creating even more of a problem after you have a vaccination to eat these kind of foods. It's going to create more of a problem. So first of all, stay away from the dairy. Stay away from the cheese, the milk. Stay away from the meat as much as you can. If you have to eat it, try to eat the best meat that you can find. And that's, I guess, is another way of saying organic. Organic supposedly does not have any of these chemicals or neurotoxins in it or vaccinations. The organic is supposed to not have that. But I don't know how you can live in this world and not be affected by some of that. So even organic meat I would try to eliminate.
Because the organic meat still has animal fat, right?
I do what now?
Still has animal fat, the organic meat.
Well, it's still an animal. Yeah, it's still an animal, but it's supposed to be a cleaner animal. Like it hasn't gone through all of this, the pesticides and the vaccinations and all the hormones that they give them to make them grow fast. That is the difference between the organic and the non-organic meats. So if you gotta eat it, I would say you at least try to get organic and make sure you know that it is what it say it is. It haven't been vaccinated. It haven't been shot with hormones and all the things that we know that we shouldn't be introducing into the body, because that's gonna probably what triggers the late onset Alzheimer's and the diseases that we get and mental disability as we age, because we keep piling on it and your body just say, well, if that's what you're going to do, I'm just going to let you have it, and it just shuts down the immune system and the neurotoxin take over, and that's when you start losing your mental cognition. But that's the first step I would do. And then the next step I would do is find out why you should not do these things. Get yourself educated in terms of what you're eating and why you're eating it, and come up with a plan or at least a way to come up with a live it, like you say, a live it. How are we going to eat in this world, and what are we going to eat, and why we are eating it? We have to come up with a plan to do that. And then from that place, then you can make a decision about how are you going to approach your life and how you're going to bring your family through the process in a way that they at least get at least the least amount of exposure to these toxins and poisons. We know enough to change the diet now. If you don't understand it, do more study and research to understand why we need to do this, and then begin to come up with a live it, a plan to eat that will eliminate as much as we can the toxins and the poisons that we come in contact with every day. But now it's to the point to where it's recommended now that we stop eating fish because the oceans are polluted. We already know that chickens are carcinogenic. That means they cause cancer. We always knew that pork is a parasite. So and the scallops and the shrimp and all those ground fish, all those things should be out the window. I mean, at this point, we should be to a place to where we can eliminate those things. But I know a lot of people still eat them, and a week later they're complaining about, I got this and I got that, and what can I do? And I tell them, well, you just got to flush it out and let the body heal itself. But that is the process of, I would think, it's how do we move from here in terms of at least being able to look out for our own interests And you have to be able to reduce the effects of all the negative stuff that we come in contact with every day. I think you'll find that it'll be, you'll have a much better life. You won't have as much need to go to the doctor. And if you do, you won't have to worry about how strong your immune system is, because you know that my immune system is there because of the way you eat, the way you live. But if you keep putting the deadly stuff into your body is going to sooner or later let you know that this is not what you should be doing. And then it's just a matter of understanding what you need to do to reverse that. And you're still going to have to go back to the juicing and the eating raw, stopping to cook food, go to a plant-based diet, basically, which is a livid diet, and go from there to letting your body kind of keep you. And your body will keep you if you do the right thing. And doing the right thing is going to a place to where you're a live enzyme organism. You need live enzyme food. So reduce the cooking, eating of the cooked food that we do, and begin to do everything we can to support our immune system to recover from all the harmful effects we've already been faced with.
You know, Brother Poi, just this, and from this show right here, has provided a lot of powerful information that people can benefit from. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to share your wisdom with our listeners, because this is serious. I mean, it's that season, and there are people that are going to be listening to this show, and once you hear this information now, you have a choice to make. I would encourage everybody, if you are of the, you know, on the holistic health path yourself, and you're already at a point where you're saying, okay, well, I don't get vaccines, or I'm not, you know, I don't have to worry about the chicken pox or any of that stuff, I don't get the flu shots, well, you have family members, please, for their sake, please share this information with them. You can share the link with them. You know, sometimes when it comes to sharing information, people feel like they can't articulate it. They know they heard some information, they heard it, and they're trying to remember what you said, Brother Poi. Try to remember what he said. Just share the link. You know?
Yeah. And go better. To the archives and listen. You know, the archives are full of information. Just go and listen and when you have time, and just soak it in. There's some questions you don't understand, and that's where I can come in and do the best I can to get you on the right track. But, yeah, that's how it have to work. We have to go back to school and go back to our own school so that we can understand what we're up against and what's best, the best way to address it. And a lot of this stuff is being done. We just have to come up with the come up to getting our own self up to par so that we can understand what's going on and begin to reverse these conditions that we face every day that's really killing us.
You know, Brother Poi mentioned the archives, and I want to encourage everybody. Brother Poi is a regular on the show. He comes on every second Tuesday of the month, and we discuss a different aspect of holistic health. I encourage you to scroll down the archives, and you'll find him under King Coy Dunstan. Just scroll down the archives, and you'll see different shows with him. And just take the time out and just listen to this information. Like Brother Coy said, you might not be a researcher like that. You might not be the type of person. Everybody's not going to go to the library and get a book on vaccines. You know, I have to tell myself that. It'd be nice. It'd be wonderful. But if you're not one of those type of people, go down the archives. That's all you have to do, is just scroll down the archives, and you can sit back and listen. And you can actually share the link by just sharing it. You can copy the email address, or you can email the link to somebody. If you're on Facebook, you can just click share. You can share it in your group. You can share it with your friends, because this is serious. This is very, very serious information. And if you took the time to listen to it, then it's either for you or it's for somebody that you know. I mean, there's no other option. If you listen to it, if this information fell on your ears, it's either for you or it's for somebody that you know. If it's for you, it could be for you and somebody you know. It doesn't have to be either or. It could be for you and somebody you know. which could be very well the case. So I encourage you to listen to the archives. Again, Brother Coy comes on every second Tuesday of the month. Brother Coy, I know that there are people that are going to want to get in contact with you. You've got an awesome establishment that you have over there in Washington, and I want everybody, if you're in the D.C., Maryland, or Virginia area, you have to, I mean, it's not an option, you have to get by Secrets of Nature and check out the establishment. I guarantee you, if you're already vegan and you love vegan food, vegetarian food, you already know about Secrets of Nature. But just in case you don't, we're going to have Coy give his information, and if you're trying to make the transition and you've never tasted a vegan dish before, Brother Coy's got an establishment there where they actually prepare the food there on site. Okay, you can watch them cook it, and you can watch them prepare it, and he has an awesome store if you need herbs or herbal supplements. I mean, you name it. He carries different brands of stuff, so you can get your. Coy, you still carry books? You still got books?
Yeah, I got a few books. If not, I can get you a book. But, you know, books are the whole book scene now is, you know, everybody go to Amazon or wherever and get their books now. If you write a book, that's where you put it, is on Amazon, and that's probably the best place to get the books. But you got to know which books to get, so I can help you with that.
Okay. Well, could you please give your information? How can people get in contact with you? Phone number, address, and hours of operation?
I'm at Far South West D.C., like you're going into Oxon Hill or Fort Washington. I'm at 3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest. That's Washington, D.C., 20032. My hours are from 8 to 6, and my telephone is 202-562-0041. So that's 202-562-0041. So I would love to see you. If you got any questions or need to talk to me, just give me a ring. I'd be glad to spend some time with you. If you don't get me, just leave a message, and I can get back to you as soon as I can. I will share with you whatever I can, and if you find it helpful, that'll be, I'll consider that to be a blessing. So, yeah, we can, 202-562-0041. If there are any questions or anything you want to just talk about, just let me know.
And again, everybody, I want to stress this. Again, this show today was about vaccines, and we, you know, talked about the flu shot and different immunizations and the effects of that. But when Coy mentioned, if you have anything you want to talk to him about, that's anything health-related. I mean, you're talking about, when you talk to Coy, you're talking to a brother who's cured his mother of cancer in both breasts, her liver, and her colon. I'm going to say that again because sometimes I don't know if people hear me when I say that. He cured his mother of cancer in both breasts, her liver, and her colon. Okay? That is such a powerful, powerful testimony. And if you tuned in late, go back and listen to the show at the beginning, and you'll hear his testimony. His mother had been given 6 weeks to live, and God had other plans, and Coy had other plans, and, you know, God saw fit to give Coy the information or have the information come across Coy's path, but he had to look for it. He looked for it, and he found it. Seeking, you will find it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to thank Brother Coy, and again, I wanted to stress that because people, when they hear this information, they sometimes think that if they're not talking to a doctor, an MD, you know, but did you hear what I said? The man cured his mother of cancer in both breasts, the liver, and the colon. You tell me one doctor that you know that has cured anybody of cancer, much less in both breasts, the liver, and the colon. So before you say and put such an emphasis on, oh, well, is he a doctor? Okay, how many people do you know that went to the doctor that had cancer and died? Okay. How many people do you know that went to the doctor that had heart disease and died? How many people that you know went to the doctor with a condition and the doctor did not cure them of the condition? So before you say, oh, is he a doctor, remember, his track record is better than the doctors. And I want to say this because this is information that people need to know. And Brother Corey is not the only one out here healing people. I mean, this is, if you are an atheist, you don't even have to believe in God. If you are an atheist and you give the body what it needs, an apple don't care what your religious affiliation is. An orange don't care what you believe in or if you believe in anything at all. You eat an orange, it's going to do what an orange is supposed to do when you put it in your body, okay? It's going to provide you with the nutrients and the enzymes that your body needs to function, okay? If you eat meat, it doesn't matter what you believe, what religion you are. That meat is going to do what meat does in the body. It's going to sit in your colon, okay? And you, whatever you believe, whatever your religious belief is not going to change that. When you give grace or say your grace over the food, if you're eating a bad meal full of toxins, that grace is not going to remove the toxins from that steak, okay? So just think about it. Okay, and make sure that you give Brother Coy a call. It doesn't have to be about the flu shot. It could be about cancer. It could be about diabetes. It could be about high blood pressure. I mean, you can talk to him about it all, can't you, Coy?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'd be glad to talk with you. It all comes from the same thing, no matter what you call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, brother, everybody, again, you've been listening to the wisdom of King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. Make sure that you get by there. And you don't have to be in the D.C. area to take advantage of the products that he sells. If you're in any parts of the world, Brother Coy can ship to you. Just give him a call, 202-562-0041. This should be something that you have on your refrigerator. Write it down, place it wherever you can see it, so that whenever, if ever, you need to call Brother Coy, you can give him a call just at 202-562-0041. Any parting words, Brother Coy?
Well, I encourage everyone to be vigilant and never stop studying and keep the Bible in front of you and always seek good advice. And if you do that in life, I think you'll be we are ahead of the game. And don't be afraid to ask the question, and don't be afraid to try something different. It's that's how you make a change in your life. You got to do something different. So I encourage everybody to be proactive in terms of how they keep their families and their bodies in a way that will be beneficial to everyone involved. So, yeah, I would say do your homework.
And everybody, I just urge you to keep listening, keep tuning in to this show. I mean, if you're in the process of making the transition, you need all the support you can get, and that's what we do. We provide guests that have walked this walk, I mean, and been doing it successfully. So definitely keep tuning in. You'll be hearing more of Brother Coy. As a matter of fact, on Thursday, day after tomorrow, on the 10th, got Dr. Ruby Lathan is going to be my special guest. She's a regular on the Health, Wealth, and Divine, and she's going to be talking about veganism, what you need to know, okay? Not a game, so make sure you tune in this Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. I'm going to be speaking with my special guest, Dr. Ruby Lathan, and she's going to be talking about being a vegan, what it is. A lot of people have heard the term. They don't really know what it is. What are the benefits of eating a vegan lifestyle? So she's got a powerful testimony too. She cured herself of thyroid cancer by changing her diet to a livet. And so now she's going to be on Thursday. If you want to hear that powerful testimony, make sure you tune in, okay? Brother Coy, thank you so much, everybody. Don't forget Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C., 202-562-0041. That's 202-562-0041. Wherever you are in the world, you can take advantage of Brother Coy's wisdom. Just give him a call. If you need something, he can get it to you. I don't care where you are in the world, he'll get it to you, okay? No excuses. Talk to you soon, Brother Coy.
I appreciate the opportunity to speak to your audience, and I pray you keep doing what you're doing, because without you, there no one would hear me. So I'm thankful for what you do too, my dear brother.
Thank you so much, my brother. It's easy to do when somebody's a life changer like you, man. I got to help get the word out because, again, that testimony, it's powerful, and more people need to hear it. But, you know, once you hear it, then you got a choice to make. Hearing is one thing. You can walk away from the show and be like, That was good. But now, what are you going to do? The ball is in your hands. You didn't hear this there. And you heard it because it was meant for you to hear. So until the next time, Brother Coy, I'll be in touch.
I say so. I say.
Okay. Peace to you, my brother. Everybody, that's Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. It's such a pleasure and an honor to speak with people that change lives. I mean, you know, you go through the course of a day and you hear a lot of different conversations, people talking about this, talking about that, you know. But when you have an opportunity to actually speak with somebody whose life's mission it is to help keep you healthy so that you can do what you were put here to do, I mean, that's a blessing to me. I mean, people talk, spend hours upon hours talking about sports, talking about this, talking about that. Shoot, I like talking about health. You know,
yeah,
I like talking about
that's
being
what it's
healthy.
All about.
What can we do to stay healthy? What can we do to be healthy, increase our lifespan? Because, I mean, people are dying, and people are dying younger and younger and younger. I mean, shoot, people having effects from the flu shot, from vaccinations, and it's showing up later as Alzheimer's and dementia and all kinds of stuff. I mean, I would much rather have a conversation like this than to sit around talking about who won the game, you know?
Yeah.
So I just want to encourage everybody, give Brother Coy a call. Stop by his establishment. I mean, because, again, you have an opportunity. When you do that, you have an opportunity to really, really increase your lifespan and that of the people that you love. So please share the link. And Brother Coy, I'm going to be talking to you soon, my brother. Peace and blessings, sir.
I look forward to that. Hotel.
Peace. Everybody, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure. My name is Jawanza. You're listening to Health, Wealth, and Divine, also known as Jawanza for Life. To all of the new listeners, thank you so much. Thank you for all of the feedback. Thank you for sharing the links. Oh, man, you just don't know how much I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your love, and I love you too. Everybody, peace and blessings.